You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Matthew Edgar, the founder of Spring Tracks, a new company that helps websites find and fix every broken link on their site. Matthew, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio this morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So let's talk about those 404 errors. What exactly is that?
Well, a 404 error basically means that somebody came to a website and that website couldn't find the content that that visitor was looking for. Whether that was an image, a video, a piece, I just couldn't find it. So instead of returning the content the visitor wanted, the website returned a 404 error message. And although the name is technically 404, it also goes by other terms, broken link, invalid page, not found error page, but all those terms mean basically the same thing. The website just couldn't find what the visitor wanted.
That's some good information already. Do 404 errors pose a big problem for websites?
They really can, and we can get into talking about more specific examples, but in general, the problem that 404 errors present isn't that people are going to reach that 404 error, but it's what happens after people do reach that broken link. Because what happens is that about 65 to 70% of people who reach a broken link are likely to leave that website. And when they leave that website, they're less likely to come back because they associate your website with an error message. They're less likely to share your website, your company, with their friends, with their family, on Facebook, on Twitter, wherever, because they associate your website with an error message. So they're less likely to do that. So as a result, a 404 error message can cost you lots and lots of customers, can cost you lots and lots of business, and it can present a really big problem, especially if you're getting lots and lots of people reaching that broken page on your website.
Now, can you give us some examples of businesses that have been impacted by 404 errors?
Yeah. One e-commerce website that we were working with, they put Spring Tracks on their website, and they saw that about 2.7% of the people who came to their website reached a 404 error page. This was an e-commerce website. They're a small business. And 2.7% of traffic equaled about $200 in lost revenue every single month due to these broken links on their site. And so that's for a small business, $200 is a substantial amount of money. That's $2,400 a year. They have tight profit margins, and that's a lot of loss that they were seeing on their website because of those 404 error messages. And what they were able to figure out is the cause of those 404 errors was that they were constantly removing products from their site. As things went out of stock, people were still looking for those old products. They were still coming to the website for those. And instead of finding the product, they were now finding an error message. And that presented a big problem for them. And thankfully, with Spring Tracks, they were able to actually reduce the number of people going to a 404 page, correct those broken links, prevent people from seeing it in the first place, and actually increase their revenues as a result.
Today we're joined by Matthew Edgar, the founder of Spring Tracks, a new company that helps websites find and fix every broken link on their website, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Matthew, how exactly does Spring Tracks work compared to other tools that are out there in the marketplace?
Well, the big thing that we do different at Spring Tracks is we actually look at visitors on a website. So we can tell you every single broken link that visitors encounter from every single source. Other broken link tools that are out there, they only look at your actual website. So they'll go to your website, and they'll look at your website for broken links, but they won't tell you about broken links that are on Google or broken links that are on Facebook or broken links that people might find in an email or an old bookmark or all the different ways that people might encounter a broken page on your website. And what we've seen at Spring Tracks is that your website only accounts for about 10 to 15% of broken links. And so if you're only using those other tools, that's a very small percentage of broken links you're actually finding. So at Spring Tracks, we actually give you that complete picture of every single broken link on your site. The other thing that we do at SpringTrax is we actually help you fix every single broken link. So we'll give you very detailed steps on, here's these broken links on your site, here's how you fix every single one of them. That way you can go in, you can fix those broken links incredibly fast, incredibly easily, and you can actually recover your traffic very, very quickly as a result.
Nice. And what are some ways that a business could improve their 404 error messages, or pages, I should say?
Yeah, I think the big thing that people need to do with their 404 pages is you need to make that page incredibly friendly. The big problem with 404 pages is that people are likely to leave your website after they reach that page. So you need to do everything you can on that broken page to try and keep people on your website. And that means having the page look nice, have a nice design on there that helps make people want to stay on their site. The other thing you want to do is you want to have text on there that not only explains the error message, but apologizes for the error. Tells people, hey, sorry, we can't find this piece of content. And the other big thing that I've seen people really benefit from doing on their 404 page is actually suggest, you know, where else people might want to go. So, you know, hey, we couldn't find this particular content you were looking for, but what about these other pages that you might be interested in? The more targeted those suggestions can be, the more likely people will be to stay on your site. So the more of that you can do on your 404 page, the more likely you are to keep people on your site and keep customers around after they reach that error message.
If you would tell our listeners where they can be in touch and also get more information about SpringTrax online.
Yeah, our website address is springtrax.com. That's SpringTrax.com. And we're also on Twitter at SpringTrax.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, any advice that you could lend the listener on the topic that we have been covering today?
I think the big advice I'd offer is that, you know, 404 errors do exist on websites. People do encounter 404 errors. And if you have a website with lots and lots of pages and you're changing those pages on a regular basis, it's very likely that a good percentage of your traffic is probably reaching a 404 page. You need to know how many people, you know, are actually reaching a 404 page on your site, how many customers you're losing as a result. And you need to fix that so that way you can quit losing those customers. That's probably the biggest advice I could offer.
Certainly good advice in bringing our attention to this situation, especially for this day and age where most is digital, that helps build businesses. We've been speaking with Matthew Edgar, the founder of SpringTrax, a new company that helps websites find and fix every broken link on their website. And the website of reference is simply springtrax.com. Matthew, thanks so much for being with us here today with this helpful information here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.